we'd been holding open-air meetings in Wellington and some in Auckland after this demonstration in Queen's Birthday weekend 1938. Weekly open-air meetings and poster parades. Quite early in the war, the poster parades were smashed by the police and we couldn't continue them. There began to be disruption by the police, not by the public, of our open-air meetings. In January 1940, a friend offered to take me by car on a lightning trip of the North Island, and we held open-air meetings wherever we stopped. I was arrested in Whanganui, Auckland and Gisborne, and marched out of Stratford Tikuit in Tauranga by returned soldiers of the First World War. I had eggs thrown at me at New Plymouth and tomatoes at Stratford, and had my soapbox kicked to pieces by an angry policeman in Hara. It was quite an interesting tour. And Whanganui was my first arrest. On returning home, I found another prosecutor waiting for a meeting held in Swan Lane before I left. Swan Lane is a small closed lane off Cuba Street in Wellington. And the charge, of course, was of protecting a public place. One of the fines that I incurred on the lightning trip, I think, was £3, and I refused to pay it. And this led to my eventual imprisonment for a very minor period, 6 days. It was a cause of great laughter by some of the hardened criminals I met as soon as I landed in Mount Crawford Prison that I was Mr. Mayor Weekender. And actually I only stayed one day because Dr. Dry, Massey University, who recently died having given his name to the Drysdale sheep, because his work at Massey University was identical twins and sheep, and he discovered a sheep which was named after him. He came out and paid the fine and took me home in a taxi, so it was a very brief interlude.
What was the general attitude of the public and the press in those days towards your activities? Were they very jingoistic?
We had no experience of jingoism in our meetings at the famous Basin Reserve in Wellington and other places, except the occasional opposition on that tour I mentioned, which was provoked by returned soldiers whom I sure communicated from place to place. But in the city, we'd have occasional interjections, but the public were certainly not riotous or contemptuous. And I can only remember one occasion when some young soldiers bailed me up, shoved me off my soapbox and bailed me up behind a motor car, and the police put me on a tram. And of course, on another occasion, a notorious occasion, when the mayor of Wellington, in a broadcast address, said if the pacifists wanted a fight, they could have one. And this brought thousands of people to the Manor Street Reserve on that Friday evening. They were expecting some excitement. Mr. Burton was arrested for, after the police said he was not allowed to speak, he was arrested for saying ladies and gentlemen, which was obstructing a policeman in the execution of his duty. He was carted away, and I spoke for a few minutes before they realised the meeting was continued. Then I was arrested and taken to the police station, and they found that they'd made a mistake on this occasion. They hadn't ordered me not to speak, so I hadn't committed an offence. So they had to let me go on that occasion.